She can't go to Beis Nedir or Nedir because that's something that the husband does.
No, but she can be Matir.
What?
They can be Matir. They can't be Matir. I don't know if they can do and Beis
Nedir. No, but she can go to Beis Nedir like to Batel Yitah Nedir.
No, in other words, you're not being precise with your language. In other words, what the Beis Din does is called Hatara.
Okay.
They literally untie her from her being bound by this Nedir.
They make it they Mevatel.
But the no. The words matter here. In other words, colloquially speaking, you're right. Right? But the act of bitul is
a physical action.
Is akin to hafara, and those hafara and bitul are the purview of the father or the husband. Hatara or hashala. Sometimes called hashala because she has it. It doesn't have to be she. Anybody that has a neder goes to Betin and asks and makes a request. Has hashala. So hashala, hatara, is what a Betin does. But these are two different nidarim. What's one of the nafkaminas between hafara bitul versus by the father and the husband versus hatara hashala of the Betin? Huh? Well, it's true that there's a restriction on the father and the husband that they have until sunset of the day they hear about it. And Betin is the passive actor, right? In other words, the noder has to go to Betin today, tomorrow, whenever they go, in order to ask for the hatara. And Betin has to wait for, they don't take action. They respond to the request, as opposed to the husband, who's the actor. Right, she takes a neder, and the husband then can exercise his veto. But there's another essential difference between hafara and hatara. Even the language itself indicates it.
Hafara and hatara?
The hafara of the husband versus the hatara of the betin. Hafara is even retroactive. Right? It's as if the neder never took place. You take a neder, right? And you're nichshal in the neder. And you say, oi, I'm really not getting this right. I keep breaking my neder. You go to Beis Din, you make a hataras nedarim, you're off the hook from that point forward. But the avera of having been negligent in your neder up until that point still counts.
In hatara.
In hatara.
But not hatara.
But not hafara. It uproots it from the beginning.
Even if he hears about it only a month later.
Yeah.
Wait, why is that conceptually that it uproots it even retroactively?
Because when a woman takes a neder, or a daughter takes a neder, it's al dat
her
father or husband. So if he exercises his rights to his rights to
within that period of time.
In that period, so then it's like it never existed.
Right, even if the
right? Because hatara doesn't exactly because hatara doesn't work that same way. An adult takes a neder. The neder is chal. You take a neder right now. You take you. Seder. So then we say. Then we say. So we will let you off the hook. But for the whole time that you had a neder, it was a neder.
It's kind of like
which makes more sense. Hafara is the more.
Well, no. Hafara maybe is kind of like you compare it to like you have the 14 days to return the thing. It was the fact that it's time limited. Makes it more understandable that it would be able to cancel it retroactively. Because it's kind of like you have a little chance to, you know, backseas on the thing. And whereas you know, not there are. You've been doing this for, you know, I don't know, I've been eating peanuts for 25 years and you want to change it. So you can't, like, you're not changing reality for the past.
You haven't been eating peanuts for 25
years. Right, haven't been. So you're not changing reality. You're
changing your status from here on out, right? If I don't know, imagine it like, if I sign my name, my kids right now have this idea we should Hebrewize our name. For whatever reason. So I don't know, what would be a good Hebrew name for me to choose for myself?
What is it?
What?
Maybe your actual Hebrew name.
No, my family name. The family name. Yeah.
Zakai.
Zakai. Except Zak is with a samet, but I. Okay. Zakai, yeah, that might be good. Ah, so that's why they want to change the name. Because as a kid makes fun of my fourth grader, calls him Smelly Socks. Garbayim, right? So you can imagine there are worse names to make fun of. Although, you know, these are all making fun of names in English, not in Hebrew. In America, I never got made fun of for my last name. I don't know. So right now, so Nagid, that in a year from now, so right now, if I write a check and I sign it, Jeffrey Zakai, you try to cash that check, the bank should reject it.
Not really, because nobody's signature is ever legible anyway.
No, that's not true. Recently, the banks have become much more makbid. From the office, we had like a whole slew of checks that came back, because now it's easier for them to check, because they scan, everything is scanned, and the computer picks up if it's different. Rabbi Bravender's signature over the years has his eyesight gets worse, but his signature has gotten changed. So like last month there were like five checks that came back from the bank that he had signed from the office, because so he had to go in and like redo his signature on file. But if I sign a check, says Zakai, so the bank should reject it because it's not my name. But if I change my name a month from now, how do we look at those checks that were written last year? Right? You understand, it doesn't matter whether this would work or not, or it wouldn't work. You understand the point, right? In other words, it should be a valid signature. To whatever degree, like, your signature has, like, a legal status, right? It's a silly thing. Like, I had to do something with something else where they needed my signature. So I'll fax it. They said, no, we need the original. What difference does it make? Really, what difference does it make?
The law will be changing.
Right. I mean, the whole idea of like a kishkush on a piece of paper has some kind of like mystic, magical, legal binding something or other.
They need you to physically come at the sign because they want to see that it's actually you that's physically signing.
No, they didn't care. They faxed me the form
for you to send back
for me to sign, and I could mail it back. Right?
Oh, but you couldn't fax it.
But I couldn't fax it back. Or scan it back.
Mail with a scan.
Right? I mean, they said bring it in, you know. So I sent somebody, it was going there, so I had them drop it off. But it wasn't like they need. Anyway, let's go back to the Rambam. Halacha Vav. Ketzad Nadra o Nishpa Shelo Tochal o Shelo Tishte.
I don't remember talking about Shavuot. All these issues.
Say it, let's stay off of Shavuot for the moment. Va'amarla Mufarlach Hareze Hefer. That's a farat nedarim like we know it. Umuteret le'echol v'lishtot. However, or natal v'natanla. But if he takes a piece of food, he takes a neder not to eat figs. He takes a fig and he gives it to her. V'amala tzli v'achli tzli v'shti. Harezo chelet v'shota v'haneder batal me'elav. So taket sounds like what? Like the. Like David's kid. Dave wants to say it's not enough for him to say it, but she actually has to. She actually has to do it.
But the question is,
there's two things. There's hafara. For hafara, all he has to say is mufarlach. But kfiya, he doesn't use the language of hafara, but he takes an action which shows that he is not. Not happy with the neder, but the question is: does she have to act on that? Does she have to actually? Is the neder butal because he tried to force the donut on her, or is it butal because when he tried to force the donut on her, she ate it?
Oh, I mean, the idea is, I think, it's to both sides. You have this. If she, let's say she didn't eat, so maybe the neder is in force. How do you know why? Because she didn't do it. So how do you, you know? If he said it, that's it. But if he's just doing this action, and you, like, you need two to tango, so he does his thing, and then she has to recognize that that's legit. And when the two of them, when he tells her to do it, she actually does it. Then you know they both recognize that the neder is wrong or not.
What do you want to say?
if she takes an edel not to eat the figs, and he picks up the figs and says, eat it, even though it's not in the language of hafara, does it still constitute hafara? Because we heard before that it doesn't necessarily, he can do it by in his heart, he can do it other words, he can do whatever.
So again, it's not hafara, it's what's called, in the Rambam calls it kfiya.
By but forcing, kfiya if she actually...
So you're agreeing with David?
In terms of kfiya, I'm agreeing with David. In terms of brass taxes, as they say, does it make a difference? Because if you're telling me that he's picking up the figs, he's hungry, eat it, and that constitutes hafala, even though it's not within the language of hafala, then it doesn't make a difference, because either way, she doesn't have the nedir anymore.
Look at Halacha Zayin. Hamefir nedrei bito ishto for hafara, tzarech lahotzi b'sfatav. The words have to come out of his mouth. It's a verbal declaration. And therefore, what?
He has to say it.
And what would be the difference between kfiya and hafara?
She's not an active partner.
She's not an active partner. She doesn't even have to be present. Right? He finds out that she took a ned there, and she's on the other side of town. He has a few minutes until shkia. He can say, Mufarla, Mufarla, Mufarla. But it's hard to shove a donut down your wife's throat if she's not standing next to you. Let me pause and say, I do not advocate violence against women. You understand when I talk about forcing a donut down someone's throat, I'm speaking metaphorically. Lest anyone misinterpret this recording at some point in the future.
But if he's being, in other words, but if he's being made fair with words, why is it even an issue? In other words,
why is what an issue?
That whether she's there or not there. In other words, she's being made fair. There are two ways of being made fair. One is Billy Bowen then doing some action, and the other one is with words. In this case,
well, again, according to the Rambam, those are not two ways of being made fair. One is a way of being made fair, and one is a way of being mevatel. Again, the language matters. The verbs are different because they represent different actions. Now, why might there be a difference between the two of them? How did we get onto this whole sugya, you might recall? Hakachanik, why does he have to force a donut down her throat? Let him just say, isn't it easier, l'choladeh, from just to say, mufar lach?
Well, we got into the issue, we went through Shabbos.
Ah, because of Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, there was this idea that it's better not to do hafarat nedarim in the regular way. So this is all a way of, it's a kind of like nish Shabbos geret. Like a way of doing hafarat nedarim on Shabbos without doing hafarat nedarim in the regular way. So, but that means there are limitations. You're at Chalashudis, your wife's back at home, and you're here at Chalashudis a few minutes before the Shkia. I saw your wife this morning at the Kiddush. This is in a modern Orthodox shul where the husbands and wives of other men are cavorting together at a Kiddush. Right? Not with a separate Kiddush for men and a separate Kiddush for women. Your wife made a neder this morning. She's never going to eat gravlax. I was in America last month, and I was at one of these American kiddushes. It was gewaldic. You could have spread chopped liver on the floor. They would have lapped it up with a tam tam. So he's stuck because he can't be. What's he going to do? How can he be kofer? She's a 20-minute walk away, and he's only got 5 minutes left. Right? So you understand that on Shabbos there's this problem. So hamefer nedrei bito ishto tzarech lahotzi b'sfatav ve'imefer b'libo eino mufar, because the definition of hafara is verbal. Aval hamevatel, which is also called kfiya. He doesn't have to say a word. Ella mevatel belibo bilvad. Ah, we just said mevatel belibo bilvad doesn't count. Ah, it doesn't count for hafara. But if you mevatel belibo, and then kofeo talasod bein asta bein lo asta batel haneder. So what? David is wrong.
It's enough that he picks it up.
And then David had a good idea, right? Because that's what it sounded like in the Rambam. And even minus this revelation in Halacha Zion, that whether she does eat it or doesn't eat it, I might think that she would have to eat it. But she doesn't need to.
So maybe, first of all, there's maybe some parents to rather in the Rambam. But also makes me need to redefine, or at least understand the word.
You can't say it's a steer in the Rambam between one halacha and the very next halacha. You could say it's a question in the Rambam.
Okay. Semantic. But either way, I would like to know what the Rambam means by kofet, because it's a very ineffective.
Eat a donut.
That's not kriya.
It's a low level kfiya. Doesn't necessarily mean physically sitting on top of her and shoving it down her throat.
If it's not physically forcing someone to do something, then at least the only way I can imagine kfiya being judged by is by the outcome. If it's not, if I say, you're gonna drive me home from the Knesset today, to home, and I don't physically force you to do it, and you don't do it, then I don't really see how that's kfiya. Like, what's kofet? Where's the aspect of kfiya? Well, then just like requesting or something else.
You don't eat this donut, I'm not going to help you hang up the laundry.
You're not exactly laying down the law.
What would be the word? How would you say in English? No, you are. You are. I mean, look, it's every sitcom. It's Lucy, you're not going to do it. Now, what's the one thing you know is going to happen by the end of the episode? Lucy's going to do it. She's going to try to do it. Right? But in other words, the expression of his will is itself an indicator that the neder is cancelled when combined with Haomer Belibo.
Right. The reason, by the way, just remind me, the reason we've been making a distinction between Mevatel and Mefer is because Mefer will require words.
By definition. Okay. Right?
Okay. I mean, I'd be curious, obviously this will be beyond the scope of this class, but just to see, if the Rambam uses kofet in other circumstances.
In other circumstances, the Rambam uses kofet literally to mean kofet kofino to hachiyom erotzani. Right? You whack him until you get the desired result. Right? So you might think that for the Rambam, kofeh means you force the donut until she eats it. But whether she eats it or she doesn't eat it, the neder is batel, because why? That is, kofino toachim erotzani. What is, in that case, what case that's talking about?
Yeah.
By Gittin? You understand? What is the desired result?
The words. That the words
Recalcitrant husband should say, "I agree to give the get."
It's required. You can't
right?
have the get.
She's not divorced at that point.
No.
Seder, it's what electrifies the get. It's what turns this from a meaningless piece of paper to a get. Right? In other words, you can have two pieces of paper. That's the funny thing with Gittin. Gittin, as opposed to... We know about Kavana. Right? We know that in a few minutes we're going to daven Maariv. And you're going to daven Maariv, and somebody's going to be standing next to you davening Maariv. And you, because we know you're a holy roller, your tefillos are going to go up to Shemayim, it's going to open the heavens, and that's the way it is when you daven. But the guy standing next to you is going to say the same exact words. He's going to put his feet together. He'll be chuckling the same amount of time as you. He's going to be facing the same direction. But his tefillah is gornished. Why? Because kol tefillah she'eino b'kavana kiguf bli neshama. It's nothing. Right? Same words, same text. So in kavana, in words, we understand, we're familiar with this concept. A get is a funny thing. It's a legal document. It's a piece of paper. Right? All Gittin look the same. 12 lines written by a sofer. It could be kasher le-mahadrin, meaning every letter is formed properly. And the names are right. It has to have all these details in a get. His name and her name and their nicknames and where it's given and what river it's near, etc. Right? And the Edim sign it, their kosher Edim. They're not puzzle, they're not related to each other, they're not related to any of the principal characters. But if the get was not written lishmo, meaning specifically for this woman, guy comes into the sofer and says, I want a get for my wife, her name is Rivka Batsara. So I said, perfect, I have one ready to go. I was just doodling around and I chose a name, you know, Ploni Almoni, Rivka Batsara. Right? So it has all the words and it's written according to the din, meaning physically it's proper. Elama, what's it lacking? Kavana or Lishma, that it was written with the intent purpose of this specific Rivka Batsara.
The whole get has to be written.
So the get, that's the first sugya that's the first sugya in Masechet Gittin.
Right?
But yeah, so, well you can't. I mean, in theory, yes. In theory, that's not the way we do it, but in theory, yes. By tofes, it doesn't mean a printed tofes, because the whole get has to still be written by a sofer stam according to all of the, right? But you can in principle write it out and then go back and fill in the details. So that's. Lishma, it's lacking in the lishma. It's lacking in a type of kavana. Wait, how did I get onto this?
As a kofen
adayat shem rotzani, right? So until he says rotzani, once he says rotzani, even though it was a kind of coerced rotzani, you know how the Rambam squares that circle, answers that problem. But once he says rotzani, it activates the get. Because in addition to being lishma, it has to be something that's executed with the ratzon habal, right? If they write out the get with the sofer has lishma, it's for this husband, it's for that wife, right? But the husband doesn't want it.
You know, the time that he wrote it, the husband didn't want it. It's still okay once he says he wants it.
Yeah. Once he says rotzani, so then it turns it magically, mystically, halachically, from stam a piece of paper to an agent for to a sefer kritut, something which can sever this marriage. But if you go to the Bezdin and he hands her a piece of paper, even if the piece of paper, printed piece of paper, right, let's say there's all the kavan in the world, but there's no sofer around, so you type it up and you print it out on the computer. It's not a get. You know those stories about the guy goes to have his bar mitzvah tefillin, he's had it for 10, 20 years, whatever it is. He finally gets it taken to the sofa opens it up, and inside is comic strips, the newspaper, a printed parshiot, whatever it is. You know, like in the, I remember once when I was a teenager, I happened to be like in one of these Judaica shops, and I bought a mezuzah. And it came with I bought the case, but it came with the klaf inside. But the klaf was just Xeroxed. Right? In other words, and I presume that many people that went and bought a mezuzah either thought they were getting it, didn't know the difference, or you were paying for the bayit, for the case. But in the Judaica shop, they gave it to you with the copy. So I presume.
You buy a wallet, it has a picture of a credit card inside.
Right, exactly. So, right, for what do they say, like on the cereal box? For demonstration only, like you shouldn't eat the picture on the box. I don't know. So that's the kavana. That's the of the. It transforms it from stam a piece of paper to a sefer kritut. So for the Rambam, that's what the desired effect of saying kofinoto is to generate that intent. Here, what's the by nedarim? What's the kfiya meant to achieve?
To show his intent.
To show his intent. Not the that's kofinot ha'ad shemarotze by vegitin is to generate something in the nichpa, the person who's being coerced. Right, the kfiya in nedarim is to externalize the intent of the kofe, right, of the husband, to show he really doesn't want this neder. When you combine that with what he says in his heart, that's enough, that's tantamount to him saying, mufala. Yep.
If
if I understand this correctly, so I have two different ways now to mevatel the neder, hafara and bitur. The question is this: does bitur have the same time limit as hafara?
Yes. Yes.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because once shkia has come and gone, if we assume that it's up until the end of that day that he hears it, biyom shamo, then he's lost all his rights. The husband.
Okay.
Let's skip the ravid for a second. Go into halacha chet. Mefirin nederim b'shabbat bein letzorech haShabbat bein shelo letzorech haShabbat. V'lo yemar la b'shabbat mufar lech k'derech shomer b'chol ela mevatel b'libo v'omer la tzlivach li tzlivishti k'yotze b'zeh. The husband is allowed to, the idea that you can't do any type of hafara on Shabbat because it's like a maaseh bet din is not actually correct, but yet you don't do it on Shabbat in the same way, which is how we got onto this whole sugya. Instead of saying the regular hafarat nedarim, you have to do it b'libo, he does it in his heart, meaning a mental cancellation, and then you do some act of kfiyah, which again, she either eats the donut, she doesn't eat the donut, but his very act of thinking in his heart, I don't want her to have this neder, and then saying, eat the donut, honey, is enough to cancel the neder.
It seems less an act of kfiyah than what you understand kfiyah, more an act of demonstration. I'm demonstrating the wish to be mevatel.
Right, because if it was really kfiyah, then what would have to happen?
She would have to
eat it. Because if you could be kofin oto, but if he doesn't say rotzeani, so then it hasn't achieved anything. But here it's not exactly like that. Because again, the object of the kfiyah is different. Right? In the get, the object of the kfiyah is not what the kofe does, but what the nichpe does. In nedarim, right, the kfiyah is what the kofe does. Right?
If I understand correctly, then as mevatel b'libo ve'omer la v'kofer are two separate entities. In other words, they don't have to be done simultaneously.
They don't have to be done simultaneously, but they are both required.
No, they're both required. But I do this now, and then, like, I'm not going to see it for another hour. It's going to be after shkia, but then I can tell.
No, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. They both have to be within whatever the deadline is, right? So here's the difference between Hatera and on Shabbat. So there is a limitation, a technical limitation. On Shabbat, he actually has to be, she has to be present. You have to be together in order to accomplish the kfiyah.
Because you can't feel it. Because if you hear about it in shul, then you have to run home to do it. Because
and if you don't get there in time, right? You're out of luck.
You're out of luck.
Right?
So I never seen that if you said on Shabbat, you feel love.
Meaning, if he violates the takana, so presumably it would work. It's all of these things, all of these takanot that you shouldn't do it on Shabbat because it looks like this, it looks like that. There are all types of. We're not Mekadesh Neish on Shabbos, right? But if you're Mekadesh a woman on Shabbos, she's Mekadesh. So you shouldn't be Mefir on Shabbat, but if you're Mefir, it's a taka, it certainly works.
Right.
So look at the Raivit here on Talacha Zayin.
Strong language.
What?
It's a pretty strong language.
In the Ravid. Yeah. So read the Ravid.
Omer
Avram.
Yeah.
What is it? How do you translate to English? Oy gevalt. Right? Right?
Like he changed everything around. The kol hatafus biadenu, and everything we had previously. Understood?
Right.
So
there's a stricture in terms of a woman's naziris over an eved's. In other words, when a woman takes in a naziris is a form of nadarim. So if an eved takes in a nazirut or a wife takes in nazirus, so the husband or the Bal HaEved has certain rights. Shu kofe et avdo ve'eno kofe et ishto. With Naziris, your Eved takes a Naziris. So it says, Hari Ani Nazir, which means for 30 days he can't cut his hair, he can't drink wine, can't be Matame himself. But if you go and you take a glass of wine and shove it down his throat, so he's not a Nazir anymore. V'chomer ba'avadim shehu mefir nedrei ishto. Right, shehu mefir nedrei ishto. V'eino mefir nedrei avdo. In other words, with your eved, you can be kofeh, but you can't be mefir. But with your wife, you have an easier way. Besides the problem of Shabbos, all you have to do, normally, there's no reason you would be kofeh, because it's a hassle. It's much easier just to say, mufarlach, 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 abracadabra. Le'alam ain't. I'm sorry. Keep reading.
Oh, there's a quote from like a Gemara somewhere.
This is Gemara. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Our Gemara didn't discuss it. Le'alam ain koach lo la'av v'lo la'bal lakof lakof ela midatan. Meaning he can't force them unless they accept it.
No, from there. In other words, they, the husband, datan is the husband and the...
Oh, it's the datan, yeah. But it's
not that.
It's
not
datan, okay. What does it mean then? Even if it's from there.
They decide. They choose.
They choose what?
The husband or the father choose to... In other words, the neder is made al dat ha-ba'alim. The father or the husband.
What? I'm not sure I understand what's the difference. Oh. They have a koch to do the kfiyah. Except when it's midatan, so I'm not sure what midatan here means.
I'm not sure. Go on. B'derech hafara.
B'derech hafara. Shehu bitul haneder, because she amru she amala kli vechli kli v'shti v'daya lo namayla b'shabbat. That halacha that we learned, I guess, on our
figure, right, would only be on Shabbat.
Only on Shabbat. Yeah. Meaning it's like a say in his heart, mufarlach, not just right. Like some son. Because man imratsta ochelet v'imlav eino ochelet. Aval leavdo eino mer lo derech hafara. He doesn't have to say anything specifically. The vishenu mufar, because he can't, there's new hafara, the eved. Ela kol zman shu shelo v'af Shema tov v'yachol, eno tzarech shema, eno tzarech, eno tzarech, sheino yachol, lindor, lara, l'rabo, v'eno tzarech, l'kof elen izirut. So basically, the difference, I guess, between the wife and the husband is that the wife and the slave, is that the wife can technically make a neder, even that could be something the husband doesn't want, and he has a certain window where he can do it. But the slave is not allowed to make a neder,
right?
That the owner wouldn't want.
In other words, the Ravid says this whole idea of kfiya only applies to tavadim. Right. Now, this is a Mishnah in Nozir. This thing about kofeh avdo. The Rambam takes it, this idea of being kofeh the wife does not appear in the Gemara. The Rambam is borrowing it from a Mishnah about Avadim in Masechet Nazir. Because you can't, that's the only way to cancel your Eved's Neder. So the Ravid says, I don't know where the Rambam gets this
also,
idea.
Also, I imagine for the Eved there's no time limit.
And for the Eved, there's no time limit, right?
Because it never really, it's not even. We consider hafara. It's not even that level of hafara because the Eved didn't have the right to make the net in the first place. He had no right to make it. So if he makes a net, how does he know if the owner wouldn't have been accepting that net? Because he says no, you can't take that net. You're not gonna, like, I'll take a net. I'm not gonna change the bedpans. Well, no, that net is simply not valid.
Anymore. Right.
But the wife has the right to make a net. He just has the window to stop.
He has the right to overrule it. So the Ravid says this Rambam doesn't make it has no source. It's a specific halacha in Avodim. And where does he get it that it transfers over to wives and husbands?
Even Shabbat is not kfiyah.
Right.
It doesn't say anywhere about kfiyah in our Sugyot.
So maybe it comes from the psukim themselves. You still have those psukim? Bamidbar Perek Lamed. So in these psukim, pasuk vav zayin tet yud bet yud gimel, they're two different verbs. What are the two different operative verbs here?
Mania and refer.
Heini mania, to prevent, to
disallow.
Yeah. And hefer. In other words, the psukim uses the word heini when it's talking about a father's canceling of his daughter's nadar. That's pasuk vav. It uses the word hefer when it's talking about a husband and a wife. That's pasuk yud bet. And then in pasuk tet is the intermediate stage of the nara mirasa, where the pasuk uses both heini and hefer. So maybe these two things represent the two, maybe hafaraz hafara.
Whose idea is this?
What this is, I mean, I saw it around. Maybe hefer is the type of hafara that we know. Mutarlach, mufalach, mufalach, mufalach. Maybe heini. What would be the best translation of heini?
I mean, they're probably more the synonyms.
I mean, they are synonyms, but they each have a different nuance. Heini means to really to
reject.
What?
Is it reject?
Yeah, it's a more forceful word, right? And so maybe that's where the Rambam derives the idea of.
To do it. The other one is I require you to do it, or I request of you to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the difference between telling your kid, get upstairs into the shower, and like dragging him up the stairs. So
it's the difference between asking if you're like, don't you think you should take a shower? And like, go take a shower.
Right. But maybe from these two different verbs, this is where the Rambam gets it. There are two different avenues towards hafara. There's hafara, and there's bitul. The bitul is the kfi'ah, right? That you can demonstrate without words, at least without spoken words, your disallowal of this neder. Okay. So next week we'll have Shabbat Chanukah, there won't be Shabbat.